We begin with District 3 Sonoma County Supervisor Shirley Zane. And Shirley, good morning to you.
Good morning, Pat.
Talk about a full docket on the supervisor's schedule for yesterday's meeting. And much of that was about fire services.
Absolutely. So important. I want to first say to your listeners that yesterday was heartbreaking in terms of PG&E filing bankruptcy, speaking of fires, and I'm disgusted in terms of their actions, but I can say more about that later. In terms of the fire, yes, we have been working diligently ever since I've been on the board for about 10 years now to try and consolidate our fire services, and I think we made a really important move yesterday, but we feel like there needs to be a little more tweaking in terms of how the volunteer fire companies are handled. So we did instruct the staff to go back and work more with the labor. You know, we've got over 300, those first responders are part of a union, over 300 of them, and we care about them, and they felt like they needed to have more of a seat at the table, and I certainly get that. And then also how we're going to consolidate and supervise those volunteer firefighters. We need the volunteer firefighters and we need the professional firefighters.
Yep.
There's no doubt about it. And we need to find more funding for them. And we did do that yesterday. And we do need to put a tax on the ballot too, because we just have to be better prepared. So we're working on it. We're moving. We're a little slow sometimes in these large organizations, but boy, to get all those chiefs at the table to talk about this and to come up with a plan, that was really something. So I'm excited. I think it was real progress, and we'll come back to early March with the final details.
And what's the objection to consolidation, Shirley?
Oh, I think it would be like losing your identity in some way. You know, we're part of a volunteer organization, and there's 37 of them, I think.
Wow.
And so I think it's really, there's a lot of them. We have more different fire districts than I think any county in California. So it's high time that we needed to consolidate. It's going to be for the best in terms of protecting our constituents, and best for the employees, too. And I might add, too, we need to, this is what I've been saying to the chiefs of the volunteer firefighters, it's time to start recruiting young people, more young people, and also more women, too. And if people are interested, and this is a little ad here, there is a course you can go through at the junior college and become a volunteer firefighter. And it doesn't have, I don't know exactly how many hours, but it's not huge. It's not even a semester, I believe.
Speaking as somebody who lives in the unincorporated area of Sonoma County, I can tell you how essential that those volunteer fire departments are. And also, you were talking yesterday about consolidating four departments, fire departments, that cover really the outskirts of Santa Rosa and Windsor, too. This will save money and be more efficient, in your opinion?
Oh, absolutely. There's no doubt about it, because that's a pretty significant unincorporated area. It includes the airport, and it includes Larkfield and Wickiup and Mark West. So that was a big step in the right direction to consolidate those. And again, that was something that the chiefs all agreed to. And getting all those chiefs to sit down and come up with a plan was pretty amazing. So again, we want to have consolidated firefighters in terms of the districts and in terms of the different companies. And we want to be able to equip them with state-of-the-art apparatuses and fund them a lot more than they are funded now, because we're living in some pretty precarious times, and we can't scrimp on supporting those firefighters.
And as far as the sales tax goes, it would be a half-cent sales tax, but there's a lot of approval that's needed before this ever gets to the ballot. It's not just the Board of Supervisors, is it?
We need all nine cities to come on board, and we'll start doing that just as soon as we finish the last details in terms of who's going to supervise the volunteer firefighter. you know what, so here's, I should explain that the county has done that for years. And so, but what we decided to do is basically enhance our emergency services and transfer some of those duties in terms of training and supervising the volunteer firefighters with another company, with the firefighters themselves. So that's what we're in the process of doing also.
So there were, there were about seven, I think, of these proposals having to do with fire services, fire safety. And it sounds like we talked with Supervisor Rabbit earlier this morning that he wanted all of those moved forward. And there was some dissension on the board about that.
So Supervisor Gore, Supervisor Gorin, and myself voted for the first three that had to do with the tax and also the consolidation of the larger fire districts in unincorporated Santa Rosa. And but we did put a little bit of a pause button, just a little bit, I might say, to come back to us in March regarding the volunteer fire companies. So I think it was progress. And you know, I just want to say, you know, firefighters are, they truly are amazing human beings because we are taught to run from danger and they're taught to run into danger.
Yep.
And so the sacred role they play in our community is pretty incredible, those first responders. And nobody got through the wildfires without developing a whole new appreciation for our firefighters. So we want to equip them. We want to fund them. We want to support them. And we have to consolidate. We have too many. So those are the objections, or the objections. So the objectives.
Yeah, the objectives. And of course, with all of that on the table at yesterday's supervisors meeting, there was one issue that a lot of people are very invested in, and I know you understand this, Shirley, the future of the Bird Rescue Center. Of course, it's been existing on the property on Chenate for a long, long time, and eventually that property will be sold to another buyer, and they're going to have to move.
They've had 4 years notice. We did agree to extend their lease with some terms. We want to see them make some progress. We've offered about five different properties, including the educational center at Spring Lake. We also wrote a draft in terms of a business merger with the Wildlife Rescue. They have a brand new aviary out there. It's an incredible service. They were happy to take on the rescue also of the birds. With all of their facilities, it's off of Stony Point by the county dump. So there are some terms in terms of them moving ahead in terms of the extension of the lease, but there are two phases there, and we have instructed our county council to work out those terms and help them move ahead with a strategic business plan.
Yeah, and
we all want to see them continue. It's a great service. Yeah.
And we understand that moving 3,000 birds is no easy task for anyone, but still we understand that property has to be sold and eventually developed. That's for sure.
Yeah. And I will also say that they have state and federal permitting with some of those birds, like the raptors, which means that they don't own those raptors. The state and federal wildlife agencies own them. And so we have some real concerns about their welfare, that if the bird rescue doesn't find work with us to find another site, those raptors need to go back to the state and federal agencies.
Yeah, and who wants to leave Sonoma County? Nobody, not even the birds.
Well, not even the raptors, right? I know the kids love the – I love the raptors. We have brought them in because I've honored them with gold resolutions and kudos probably at least three or four times since I've took office. And they bring in the raptors, and they're just absolutely magical, you know. So I have a huge desire to see this nonprofit thrive, and I think there are some very good opportunities, including the Spring Lake Educational Center and also merging with the Wildlife Rescue Center.
And do they have a time limit? Do they have a next, must-do a date in terms of making progress on the move?
Yes, there's two dates that we've given them to provide some incentives, and we're going to help them come up with some basically come up with a plan. They need a plan and they need funding, and we're going to help them do that. But in terms of the sale of the property, it could finalize as early as August. And so we have to have a timeline that is reasonable regarding the surplus property and the sale of it for repurposing purposes.
Yep. Yeah. We all get that part for sure. Well, Shirley, thanks so much for being with us this morning. Appreciate the information about yesterday's meeting.
Thank you, Pat. Have a great day.
You too. That is District 3 Supervisor, Sonoma County Supervisor Shirley Zane.